This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is John. I was calling you back.
Ruben.
How you doing, Mr. Ruben?
Good. Who's calling, please?
John Auger, calling you back.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
I'm making it. Trying to make a dollar.
I feel you. So.
What's that?
I'm bringing up your file. Bear with me, please.
Okay.
You're with ALA Trucking, correct?
That's right.
So, John, I've got a... Could I ask you to grab a pen so I could go over some options for you?
Yep, hold on just a second. Okay, I'm ready.
Cool. So we have a few different apps that I want to run by you, and just a few questions so I can really understand your business. In terms of the ALA Trucking, where the loan would be going under, have you filed tax returns to that company yet or no?
No. It's a first year business.
Okay. So there's a few basic avenues that I can provide, and I want to give you they're very different. So
okay.
One of the things for our system, and I understand you got an approval, it wasn't just they wanted money down that you just don't have that kind of cash, so it really didn't work for you, correct?
Yeah, well, that's right. I can put it like a $10,000-$12,000 deposit down.
Okay. So here's some of the concerns, and I'm not here to beat you up. I'm just here to kind of be the voice of credit and go over some options. So the reality is you run a really good business. You've owned another business for 7 years. You've got a few missed payments here and there in your credit, but it's not like you're defaulting on people. The kind of things that you're running into from a credit perspective is that the credit's pretty thin. There's not a lot of history on their credit. That's right. And also that the business has been around for less than 3 years, which is an issue. And the reason that's an issue is when credit officers look at files historically, businesses that even people that have perfect credit, when businesses have been around for less than 3 years, the default rate is much higher. So I want to give you some avenues of what I think is possible here and then give you some ideas. So there's two types of loans we provide, and they're very different. Some customers do both. Some do one. So the first type of loan we provide is a traditional equipment loan. That is heavily weighted on time and business. And so if we're going to move forward on an equipment loan with an equipment loan under J.A. Auger, under ALA Trucking, do I think we can get approved? Yes. What do I think that involves? I think that we can either potentially do one truck for about 50 possibly, and I can give you that answer tomorrow. But if you want to do both trucks, we're going to need like financials, which are the tax returns for the other company, a profit and loss of balance sheet, some additional paperwork. There's another product, though. Business is growing pretty fast. Is that correct?
You cut out on me or something. What happened? What is it? Do that. Say that again.
I said your business is growing pretty fast. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, so there's another product that, based on your time frame, how fast and busy you are, that might be a better fit. And I want to throw it out to you. Have you ever heard of a working capital loan?
No.
Okay, so we have another product that is a cash loan. It's an unsecured loan that you can use as you see fit. Now, just like equipment financing, we look at time in business and we look at credit. However, we do loans for people that have been in business less than a few years. So, and I'm understanding that you probably want to keep everything under ALA. You don't want to have any loans under the other business. Is that accurate or is that wrong?
Well, that's right. I would rather not.
Okay. So,
because I gotta get it built up somehow. It's either time that builds it up or doing business.
Correct. So here's the other avenue that I have for you. So we have another product that like, it might be better for you. It could be better. I don't want to say it might be. It could be better for you to just borrow quick cash, do that to get your loan so you can make the other wheels turn, and call it a day. But what I want to do is I want to walk you through how that product works, and if you're even interested. So
I am interested.
Okay. So here's how this product works. It's an unsecured cash loan. We put the cash directly into your business bank account. Now, my thought is there's three programs we have. Two programs need time in business. One program doesn't. So I could get you approved all solely under Ola Trucking, I believe, just under that business. How much could I give you? Well, this being no not having a tax return, not having, you know, just everything that you've sent over, I could probably give you an approval of something in the nature of $50,000 to $75,000. Now, the loan term, the payback on this loan would be something short term. You're looking at probably something between 5 months to a year. Probably 5 to 9 months is pretty accurate. And this would be cash that you could use as you could see fit. Now, the way you pay back the loan is what's called a micro payment. So that means we put the money into your account, we wire it directly into your account, and then it's obviously put in a contract. You'll pay us back X number of dollars over a prepaid time, and we take out the payments every day, 21 business days per month. So no weekends, no holidays, 21 business days per month, Monday through Friday, until the loan is repaid. Once you're halfway through the loan, you can also apply for additional funding. It's called a renewal. It's also called a refinance.
What's the interest rate on that?
So that you're a step ahead of me. So if you looked at an unsecured cash loan, these loans are expensive, and they tend to be higher, more expensive if you're under a year in business. So what I'd want to do is give you an idea of what you'd pay back if you wanted to explore this option. It's just an option. It's not the only thing we do, but I wanted to give you this idea. I would want to know how much money you'd want me to quote you on.
Well, first off, on the first term that you said y'all deducted out of my checking account every day?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, so that's how we do a daily payment loan because it's unsecured cash flow.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, we can jump that.
Okay. Can I ask why not?
Yeah. Because I don't know, I've never heard of nobody even deducting it out of your account every day. That's crazy.
Well, I can explain.
I just really rather not do that.
That's not a problem. Can you give me the opportunity to explain it? Can you give me the opportunity to explain why we do that?
Yeah. Why do you do that?
Okay. So it's actually a great product for growing businesses who are trying to go from point A to point B but need cash to get there. It's a cash flow based loan. So all the loans you've done in the past are secured loans. They're like title loans when you do equipment or, you know, a truck or a house.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's nothing there for us. We're giving you cash. It's unsecured. So the average customer who borrows this, they're using cash to leverage up their business and grow it and kind of get from point A to point B. We deduct it daily because since it's a short-term loan, it's to protect the customer. Because if we give someone a six-month loan and they're starting to miss a payment after a month, it's game over.
Yeah.
This allows us to monitor the account. Go ahead.
Let me tell you this. Hold on.
Sure.
I am not intending, but you don't know me. I mean, so it's really, I'm no, you don't know me from Adam. So I'm not, how do I put this? See.
I'm sorry?
I'm just trying to figure out how I need to word this. I'm not fixing to miss a payment. So,
I understand that. I don't think I'd have a conversation with you if I thought you were going to miss payments.
Yeah. I just ain't never done business like that where I don't even like my notes coming. Nobody to debit my account for a bill. I don't even do that. So I like to pay my own bills. I like to, you know what I mean?
Okay. If you're not interested in the working capital, so let me.
Well, tell me what the interest rate is. Can you tell me that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How much you gonna cost me?
Yeah, of course. There's no secret here. How much would you want me to quote you on?
Say 50.
So if you borrowed 50 and just be sitting down because I'm not quoting you under J.A. Auger. I'm quoting you as a new business for an unsecured loan.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So let me give you an idea on say like a 9 month term. If you borrowed 50, you'd probably pay back about 15 grand. Probably payback would be about 65 over a 9 month term, give or take a few dollars. For an unsecured cash loan of $50,000?
That's like, what is that, 40%?
That's 30 cents on the dollar for a 9-month term for an unsecured loan.
Yeah, that's a little bit, that's a little bit more than what I mean, because you know what? I mean, I've got some cash. It's not like I'm dying to have to go get a truck, or I'm not. You know, what I mean, I've got some money in the bank. I can pay my bills. I can pay my labor. I'm not in a bind. You know what I mean? So money, it's not that important. It's not that important to me.
Okay. This money is not just, you know, this is one product I'm telling you about, but this.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. I was just letting you know that something like that would not be in. I would not be interested because I mean, I'm not in a bind.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If I send you, would you be comfortable sharing financial documents for Jay? That's kind of the million-dollar question here. The biggest challenge you have is, and I'm not trying to be rude, but the biggest challenge is the thinness of credit combined with a new business makes it somewhat makes it riskier. So the question I have for you is, and I can't guarantee you any approvals. They could come back to me.
Yeah, I understand.
But are you comfortable providing? The borrower will not be Jay Yager. They might cross-court, but this loan would go under all of trucking. The question is, are you comfortable providing tax returns and financial statements for Jay Yager? Because that's where maybe the strength of the file is.
Of course. Okay. Nobody ever asked me for those.
They don't usually because until it comes to me. So can I ask you to, you've got my email, correct?
Right. You're the one sent me the email for the equipment list?
Yes.
Yeah, I got your email.
What I need for you is this. I need you to send me, you use QuickBooks, I assume, correct?
Huh?
You use QuickBooks, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need the 2015 tax return for J.A. Auger.
Mm-hmm.
I need your 2014 and your 2015 personal returns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need the profit and loss and balance sheet for the period.
And a CPA, because I look at a statement every month. You got one of those from like the CPA?
Yeah, just to show the period not covered by tax returns is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Profit and loss and balance sheet. And I think once I get that, I can put something nice together for you. I can't promise anything, but I'll do my best for you.
Okay. And like, I remember the first time that this guy, the guy that originally called the office and I was talking to, he actually called for Jay Auger, but he was calling for that business. But when he went to talking and telling me about, what y'all did and this and another, I asked him what was his ballpark, like what was the interest rate on y'all's loans, and he told me, I mean, no less than 4 and no more than 9.
That's true.
Is that accurate? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's originally why I had started talking to him, because of the interest rate.
I think the reason you'll continue to talk to us is because we're able to essentially give you a very, very good term on your funding. But I think one of the things that I see and kind of from my experience is the following. You've got an interesting situation because of the time in business. I think if this was under J. A. Auger, but you don't want to put it under J. A. Auger, so I can understand wanting to separate them.
It's not that I wouldn't, but I just ain't. I'm not in that situation yet. You know, I mean, it's doing okay by itself, so I figure that I'm just let it, you know.
You want to build the credit. I understand that. That's okay. I've had this conversation before. This is not the first time I've had this conversation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And yes, the interest rate you're quoted for a secured loan, very accurate. For an unsecured loans, the good thing about them is, and when I first heard, I used to be on the sales side. Look, you're not the first customer to say, holy crap, I'm going to borrow 50 grand. I'm going to pay back 65. That's crazy. But actually, my experience has been for many customers that have the right opportunity or the right like return on investment, it's a great thing. One of the customers that I worked with, they're actually in the trucking business, and what they do is they actually go to auctions. They borrow a lot more money than you, but they borrow like $500,000 from us at a pop, and then they'll go to an auction or a bankruptcy proceeding, and they'll buy equipment
that's
$500,000 for $250,000. So for them, they're willing to, you know, it's all about dollars and cents. It just might not be the right product for you right now.
Right, yeah, I understand. I understand, yeah. If I had to, I would do that. You know, if I was in a bind, I'm just not in that type of situation. And I'm not in that type of business either. So
let's get your financials
okay.
together.
You want my personal for 14 and 15?
Personal for 14 and 15, business for 14 and 15 for Jay Auger, profit and loss and balance sheet for the periods not covered by tax returns.
All right. It's going to be tomorrow before I can get to that, but I'll get it to you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.